protesters have been marking 2 years since the military seized power in Myanmar. Demonstrations have been held outside Myanmar's embassy in Bangkok. Human rights groups say nearly 3,000 people have been killed by the military since the coup in 2021. Soldiers are accused of targeting civilians to spread fear. Al Jazeera's Tony Cheng has more.
Well, the statistics are pretty horrifying. Apparently more than 22 million people inside Myanmar are now living below the poverty line. 1.7 million people have been displaced from their homes by fighting over the past 12 months. In many parts of the country, there are no basic services. Healthcare has pretty much fallen to pieces, and there's effectively no education, leaving 7.8 million children without any means of getting to school. So the situation is dire. It's getting worse, according to many of the people we've spoken to. And of course, the fighting is still going on in many parts of the country.
Thousands have turned out to watch Pope Francis lead Mass in the Congolese capital, Kinshasa. He's the first Roman Catholic leader to visit Democratic Republic of Congo since the 1980s. Earlier, the Pope condemned the suffering and exploitation taking place in many parts of Africa. Later in the week, he'll travel to South Sudan. A committee has been set up in Pakistan to investigate security lapses at the Peshawar police compound targeted in a suicide bombing on Monday. Funerals have been taking place for some of those killed in Monday's attack, which took place in a mosque. The bombing happened during prayers. At least 100 people were killed and more than 220 were injured. Teachers are striking across the UK, along with public transport workers, civil servants, university lecturers and security guards. It's the biggest coordinated strike action in Britain over a decade. A missing radioactive capsule has been recovered in the Australian outback after a major search operation. The hazardous cesium-137 was part of a gauge used in iron ore mining. It fell off a truck on a 1,400-kilometre stretch of road in Western Australia. Mining company Rio Tinto has apologised for losing the capsule. Health officials had warned it would cause radiation burns or sickness if it was handled.
If you need in-depth analysis of news and current affairs in one of the world's most misunderstood and complicated regions, join me, Sami Zeidan, every Thursday on Al Jazeera's Essential Middle East podcast.